Number one for the most hip-hop and R&B, it's Power 99 FM. Carter Sanborn and Wendy at 8:06 now.
6 minutes after 8 o'clock and some clouds right now, but sunshine, they're telling us later on today, so hopefully that'll happen for us.
Hello, Mr. Cameraman. We're being filmed.
Hi.
You know, something, a national organization films DJs and shows it, I guess, what, to other DJs?
Yeah, other DJs, they like it. It's a California Air Check and other DJs around the country. They
basically, all the radio geeks out there.
They basically view this and then do our stuff like down in Podunk.
Oh, right. Okay. So.
It's sort of like an instructional tape.
Nothing's original in radio anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's just who
everybody
does it.
Steals from everybody.
Yeah,
else.
It's just who does it best.
And like we always say, steal from us and you're stolen twice.
Right.
Well, we're talking about the issue this morning down to City Hall. Of course, they're having the big debate over the gay legislation, the equal partners situation, giving gay partners benefits. And we're saying, why not?
But this is a real large deal. The Cardinal is coming in to put his thing down, so to speak.
Representing the Catholic Church.
And not always a favorable view when he does that.
Right.
And we got some guests in the studio.
Yes, and our guests are, and you're going to have to introduce yourselves individually because I forget the organizations that you're with. You're with the papers. Come on, move up here, cutie. the gentleman that I said was so nice looking through the glass is going to speak first.
That's George. My name is George Bullock, and I'm with Au Courant News Weekly.
Hi, George. What is that? What is going on in the headphones?
It's okay, man. It's
okay, go
radio
ahead.
Free
you're shifting.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Mike Henson, the Colors Organization.
Tyrone Smith, Unity Incorporated.
Okay. All right. So the gentlemen are going to join us in our discussion this morning about the gay health care or, you know, benefits for, you know, gay couples. But first, George is here from Au Courant Magazine or newspaper, which, you can pull this over. We have one microphone, everybody. Excuse me. And we're all operating off this one microphone. Well, not all, but, you know.
Just our guest.
George, Eve, everybody, remember last week when I was telling you that a woman named Eve, what was her name? Saint Gerard. Gerard wrote an article in, she was a guest writer, actually, in Au Courant magazine, and she really said some awful things about me. You know, basically, she was saying that I was a gay basher or something like that, George, and I don't know if I can convince you otherwise, but that certainly is not the case.
Well, Eve gave me a message to give you, and the message was that she did not want to be on the air. She wanted you off the air. That's Eve's perspective. My perspective of the whole situation is that there are a lot of people who agree with Eve, not about the personal attacks, but about the fact that outing people on the air just is not right. It is not acceptable. And it has a lot of rippling effects. It has a lot of effects, and especially on teenagers in school. And I think that's where my main concern is teenagers that go to school who are dealing with their sexuality, who already have a hard time dealing with it, and having to listen to the radio and
hear me out them.
You outing rappers and other people.
I am. Who did I out?
I'll tell you what. We're going to pay some bills and we're going to come back and deal with this issue because it's going to get long here. So.
Good to round one here.
It's 8:09, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, Power 99 FM.
Hey, honey, what are you doing?
Sending my mother a United States Postal Service money order for her birthday.